The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 5th of May, 2022, which means you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, it is Thursday. That means it is a Culture Thursday. Good morning. I'm still trying to put it together. I got to say, first of all, good morning to everybody that sent me a happy birthday wish yesterday. I got to send a special thank you out to Jill Wallace. Jill Wallace, thank you so much for the birthday greetings. Nancy Swaby, Joycelyn, Frazier, Sakani, Nash, all the people them that send me shout out and happy birthday. I want to say thank you very much. But there's some people I forget that I share birthday with. Patricia Powell, happy birthday. France and Godson, happy birthday. And then people whose birthdays are today. And first of all, let me just say, Sparky, we ain't forget you. Don't forget, I share this birthday with the one and only Sparky. Also today, people celebrating birthdays just off the top of the list. Rob Quelle, good morning on this Culture Thursday. Happy birthday for the culture and for the QC Comets. These Comets, don't watch nothing. Also, good morning and happy birthday to Joy Gibralu and to the one and only Solo Maid. Producer, I know I give you a whole bunch of music to play just now, but if you find something you like by Solo Maid in the system, play it for that birthday, because we got to celebrate. To anybody whose birthday is today and I missed it, jump on the bandwagon, tell the people it's your birthday too, and happy, happy birthday. I got a quick text here. Great show as usual. You came to work today, which means you did not catch your number last night. In Chicago, woo, I heard that. I heard plenty number fall, 460 fall straight. Five ball was 46. Wow. Five ball was 46000. I see 462s and all kinds of numbers. I hope y'all use your energies wisely. And if you won, you found it in your heart and your wallet to give a portion of your winnings to somebody or somebodies in need, because there's always somebody in need. Happy birthday, Raquel Smith, Kofi Campbell, Tanya Brown, Timothy Darian Bain, some of my birthday twins, Chigozi, how's that? Hunker Chunk Entertainment, good morning and happy belated birthday, Natalie Atkins, Crystal Turnquest. Well, it's a Culture Thursday. So here's what I'm asking of the audience today. I want you to text or call and share the name of a Bahamian song or songs, or even a Bahamian poetry about Bahamian folklore and mythology. That's what I'm asking my audience to call in and do today. So let me give you those call-in numbers right away. You could call us at 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. That's 325-4316 or 325-4259. Remember, you can text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. We are streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. You can listen on TV on Cable Bahamas channel 969 or Flow channel 612. Or you can download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. I want to say thank you to Mr. Warren McCartney and Mr. Dwight Strawn and all the hosts on Guardian yesterday for all the warm and well wishes. But to Warren McCartney specifically, Mr. Warren McCartney, I listened to your show yesterday and I heard your wonderful, wonderful birthday greeting. I heard you say something. You say, I don't even know if Aaron is drink. You are correct, sir. You are correct. My Grammy looked at me when I was 18 and I pulled out my first beer at the family function to go drink. And she looked at me. She said, girl, you's a Hannah Hasty Times. You ain't allowed to drink until you 35. So yesterday I was hoping that I finally reached the age where I could drink, but all I could hear, my grandmother's voice in the background saying, if you touch that thing, your mama gonna know, right? That's one of the reasons why I don't drink alcohol. Well, first of all, I don't drink it because it tastes bad, man. It tastes bad. And most young people grow up, learn how to drink when they're young, horsebacking, cheap rum and alcohol. First of all, if that's how you start, then you know it tastes bad. That's the primary reason why I don't drink. But Mr. Warren McCartney inspired me today because my guests today are coming in to talk about a poetry and video competition that's all about Cascarilla and Silvertop Palm. So you know, for my birthday last night, inspired by Mr. Warren McCartney, I had to beg somebody in my house to make me some fresh passion fruit lemonade to drink with my Campari made from Cascarilla. Now, a lot of y'all can say Campari isn't even real alcohol. But don't worry, because looking at today's headlines, the Bahamas is not even a real country. So we're not even going to stress about that Campari ain't real alcohol stuff. So before we get into the show, I'm going to beg you to take a moment with me to look at today's headlines. The top of the Guardian fold says, tax crackdown, government prepared to garnish wages of delinquent taxpayers if need be. I was stunned. I thought yesterday's paper, like the presentation of jokes, I felt truly blessed and honored for such a gift. But the gifts keep coming. And I want to say to the acting controller in the Department of Inland Revenue, like my neighbor, my pastor said to me this week, turn to your neighbor and ask them if they made their financial declarations this month or last month or the month it was required to be made in by law. Ask them that. I think it's offensive that this tone would be taken with ordinary citizens. With ordinary citizens. When yesterday we saw the most blatant disregard for the rule of law, for democracy in the country, in the Bahamas, for the citizen. When representatives of the state machinery could get up and say, well, they were not aware that they had to make declarations on a regular, timely basis. They had no idea what their parliamentary obligations were, and so we don't want to be very upset at them. And then I look at today's Tribune, and I see on the bottom half of the fold a story written by Mr. Rashad Roll entitled, Extra Staff Needed to Meet Disclosure Rules. The article reads, Public Services State Minister Pia Glover Roll said, the challenges public officials face meeting financial disclosure requirements highlight the need for investment in additional staff to help officials meet their obligations. Well, I tell you what, if you declared on time, then you could look at your budget and determine what amount of money you have in your personal budget is available to hire somebody to help you with your personal affairs. Because the declaration is a state duty. It's an obligation. But this is not the people's function. This is your job to declare about your money. Now, on the surface of it, it may seem like I'm like being, you know, ridiculous. But over and over again, we are presented with examples of politicians, state actors, looking the citizen in their face boldly and telling them, the job of governance is so hard that this money that God sent us to put aside for the citizen, we're going to have to spend that on us because governing y'all is so hard. And some of y'all may ask, like, why did I bring God into the equation? I'm going to need y'all to ask the Ministry of Social Services and Urban Development where this God-only policy has come from. You know, it's like abstinence only when you're teaching sex ed. It just is not appropriate. It doesn't fit. It doesn't align. What we're going to need politicians to stop doing is looking us in our face and telling us the job of governance is so hard that we're going to have to break the rules, or the job of governance is so hard these resources that were allocated for the citizen, we're going to have to use them to make our job of governing you easier, despite the fact that you're doing very little governing. In fact, I'm not even sure if you can govern yourselves. Call, I come into you right now. Just before we go, I want to say perhaps now we could better understand the tone taken by the Minister of National Security when the public dared to critique the appointment of Mr. Rodney Moncur as a, quote, subcontractor, close quotes, in said ministry, considering what is being revealed about hires, about contracts in other ministries throughout the civil service. I'm going to ask you guys to call Alicia Wallace at Equality Bahamas and ask her if she at this point in time is willing to share the idea that she has had and is working on about a vetting system for people working with NGOs and in the NGO sector, working with young people and vulnerable people, that we require a vetting system to ensure that we are not exposing those in our care, those that we have a duty of care for, to greater risk than we are attempting to protect them from. Anyway, let's go to this call, producer, and then we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to bring in our guest for the day. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. You still there, caller? I am so sorry. I missed you. Whenever you're ready, let's see if we get another caller pop right in. Producer, let's see. Good morning, caller.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And let me tell you, I take every thought I ever had back. You cannot be bad as a comet, such as myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are a special set of critical thinkers.
Yes, sir.
Any PLPs and FNMs are comets. Anyhow, it's back to the same old usual distractions for our country, which is so sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we come with the same issues every year in the same sequence. And the U.S., we just follow what they do, because right now they're talking about distractions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Roe versus Wade,
mm-hmm.
which is very important, but isn't it more important to say how we can feed the people empower them?
Oh, yeah.
And we do the same thing here, you know. We have you like the magician, watching the hand with the lovely bird in it, but the other hand is in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to leave you with this.
Mm-hmm.
Set out a challenge this month, as it is your birthday month, to all the smart, super intellectual people with degrees.
Mm-hmm.
you know, the accountants, the lawyers, the financial experts, and all the other jokers, mm-hmm. ask them how they will get this country out of debt this year. It's very doable. And there are some people out there, I won't call their names yet, but I'll call back later and give you their names, that have possibly some ideas on how to do so. Well, I'm sure you'll hear crickets from left and right and this and last and all the other people. Ask them to call in and tell you how to do that. They listen in.
Will do. Will do. Absolutely. Will do. Thank you very much, caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How
are
you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Happy belated birthday.
Why, thank you.
You don't be joking when you be talking all the time before yesterday when you say you was 45?
No, I was dead serious.
I thought you just didn't want to get the right number.
No,
then
no,
some ladies don't like to tell the age of a young lady.
Yeah, I only turned 46 yesterday.
But I thought you was older than that. I thought you was older than me.
Yeah, because sometimes my humor is very dry.
Oh.
And old.
Respect, though. Thank God you're part of us here in the country of the Bahamas.
Respect.
Thank God for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You say 46 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so when you talk about Roddy Monker being high just now,
yeah.
It made me to ask you, if you hear anything or what that is about with the guy who's come on the show with Quincy Parker, Adrian Franklin,
Boy,
what
look,
is that
yeah,
talking about?
Listen, that is a very, very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hear Fred Mitchell come out, and then the people saying he's saying the PLD and all, like they disowning Agent Francis. And you know, he's one of the people who work in the media, and the last 5 years. And I think he was fighting hard against the injustice from the former government.
Yeah, man.
And how people talk about being rewarded or something. I don't think there's nothing wrong if the PLD would have given him a job. All us got to eat. Hey, you was talking about folk stories and stuff like that. You did ever hear when they said the coconut trees was banning and talking?
Yes.
In the Sanibel area. Yeah. That was true back in the days or not. I can't give someone else a chance. Happy birthday, Aaron. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. We had, I had a small segment of the show on that. People call in and say, yes, it is true. Arnold Rapp Wilson provided for me article clippings from the Time documenting coverage around the event. I want to say good morning and thank you to Mr. Levon Miller, who gave me the contact for a gentleman who has more details about that particular story and another story with a house where some would be called supernatural things occurred in. And I got to come back to that story. I want to thank you very much. The issue with Mr. Francis has made some public statements addressing what has happened, but there's just not enough information in the public domain for me to address that in that way on the show right now. But it is something that we need to pay attention to. And what I will say is you are correct, sir, that every Bahamian needs to eat, even those that have committed crimes, even those that we deem unworthy of our attention and our collective resources, they deserve to eat. There are rights that everyone has that no matter what they do cannot be taken away from them. And so what we need to do is figure out what are the mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest that we will create and use in various situations, right? Because you can't just say, well, they need to eat, so you can't do nothing. We have duties of care to various people. And we have the resources necessary to ensure that we can engage those duties of care without disadvantaging anyone or making them less safe. So yes, people need to eat. They need to be placed in jobs that don't impact other people. That's all. And we can do it if we pay attention to it. Text here says, great show as usual. Folklore song, D-Mac, the Gollin. That's the one I got. That's the one I know, and that's the one we're going to play. Producer, is that a new call? Hey, caller, you're on the clock.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm fine. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Papa. Yeah, Papa. That thing was real, man. That's right there, man. Some top was shaking the water. These calls are over your house, man. That's right there in Poison, live in Poison. That happened quite some time back now, over 30-something years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Aaron, you know, the Bahamas is a rich country, and I heard Papa say, everybody got to eat. Yes, everybody got to eat. I just hope the people could understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and when I speak, for the country, for the Bahamas, for its behemoths. I ain't worried about no Chinese, no Americans, nobody. That's our problem. Until we begin to start taking care of the behemoths for us, my children, my grandchildren, because I ain't got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I remember when Kowala, the best commander of the defense force, was commander. I used to go to the defense base all the time because I had brothers there, all kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, just because you got, we have these police reserves, I could be a defense force reserve, but you only got to give me pay me. Just give me some meat, and I won't pay it, you know, because that's how serious I is for this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of people in this country, rich people, even. I'm the poor man. I sponsor my own basketball team and softball team.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I keep the young people out of the problems. I come girls and boys.
Yeah.
I want my jungle shack with iron hand. They can smoke dope in there, but they can drink some beer and things.
Yeah.
But they had to be in a different area.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't pick up myself, but every boy who knows me know what I do for this country. Okay?
Yes, sir.
When I tell people I spend $10 million of my money, they say I talk in food. It wasn't $10 million at one time.
Yeah, over the years.
Over the years, buying food, sending people back to school, clothes,
investments,
my job,
in people.
And doing things. The money keep adding up.
Yeah.
I had the first person in history, the Bahamas had fridge and stove in the jungle shop.
Hey.
I had to buy some white money for my people.
Yeah.
80% of the people, 10 times better than I am. I retired now, but I teach people so that they can protect this, so that they can represent this country and doing excellent things.
Yeah.
That's how country force is running, though.
Yes.
The prime minister, he has the opportunity right now to fix everything, all the wrongs of this country.
Yes, sir.
The $500 million they borrow from Bank of the Bahamas, that's how money. These politicians don't pay the money back.
Mm.
They get education loan, don't pay the money back. They get money for Bahamas, well, the bank don't pay the money back. Night lad, they're going after these big-time companies who don't pay enough insurance.
Well, I hope they go after the big-time ones.
I pay my bills, try to pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
Honest, poor. They're taking on people's money, so they ain't paying the money enough insurance. They need to get out of them office and go to them people and get the money. Aaron, I got a smartphone. Whoever say, good morning, sir, your number is due. That's sense to me.
Yeah.
That's sense to me. BC said, well, your bill is due. That's sense to me. That's sense. And see, many people need to stop doing food in this country. Seeing all this crime, all this violence, these things don't have to happen.
You absolutely
all you need
right.
in this country is police prison. Take some of my cousins, let me say my cousins, my brothers, and things, of the defense force and put them along with the police officers with machine guns so that people can see what time it is.
And just be
the
present.
The judges need to stop slapping these guys on the wrist. I see somebody send something to the chat a while ago. Two bus drivers fighting. Why?
Yeah.
Chopper, what chance that make?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. It's important for the Bahamian people to hear other people's critique and concern and the efforts that they put in to being a part of this community. Anyway, I got to go to a break. I got my guests joining us after the break are Mrs. Patricia Glinton McCullis, Nico McCullis, and Pam Burnside to talk about the Cascarilla and Silvertop Palm poetry and video contest with tons of prizes. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Promise she gonna marry me.
Oh yeah.
But she run away. She promised she'd be faithful to me.
Oh yeah.
But she scheme on me. Say she take all my money.
Oh yeah.
She take my car.
Oh yeah.
My virginity.
Oh yeah.
Is with her now.
The city of Miami is waiting for you. And Island Pay wants to take you there. Yes, you heard that correctly. Island Pay is giving away 5 priceless trips to Miami for 2 people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win. Whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others, it's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an Island Pay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And Island Pay will give you $15 back. Island Pay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18th, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
What's happening, Mama? How about me and you getting down tonight?
Boy, who you calling, Mama? You got any money, boy?
Money? Woman, I will have you know that my pa is a Bahamian industrialist. We got 3 coca plum factory, 4 juju cannery. We just bottle tamarind and dilly from the orchard. And I won't talk about the pigeon plum plantation.
What? I didn't know y'all had industry down here in the Bahamas. I thought it was only tourism.
Child, it's plenty things what you ain't know. But just stick with me and I gonna learn ya. He poor like me and you, but he driving round in Malibu. His car sleeps in the road at night. Lord, you know this thing ain't right. He is living in hell.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green on this Culture Thursday. We've got no more time for my small talking. Good morning, Patricia, Nico, and Pam. How are you?
We're great. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, no more long talk. Please introduce yourselves and let's start with the question. What is the Bahamas Pine Island Project?
Oh, I'd love to talk to that. It is something very important. I'd like to say we have to use something Jackson Burnside always said, see what you're looking at. We think, for example, that all we have is tourism. We have many assets that we neglect. So this morning, it's about our forests. Yeah, the Bahamas does have forests. And there has been a move to protect those forests. And I can't remember when the project started, the Bahamas Pine Island Project, but I just want to tell you, it has 3 components to it. The first one is capacity building. What they're trying to do, one of the first things, is establish the national forests, for example. If you own something, you better know what it is you own. Mm-hmm. And how to protect it, for example, how to exploit it sustainably, that this kind of thing.
Yes.
Where we became involved with the whole forestry business, in fact, the three of us are members of Creative Nassau. We are Creative Nassau, as a matter of fact. We signed a memorandum of understanding with the forestry unit in the Ministry of the Environment, because the forests have a lot to do with the orange, the creative economy that we support as an NGO. And one of the focal points for the project is sustainable livelihoods. Most people are not aware that for generations, for example, have supported families, sent children away to school from straw work. Mm-hmm. So if you have straw work, you have to have straw palms, because that's the basic material.
Yes.
Of the straw work. And you find the straw palm that is used in the pine forest as a part of the understory of the pine forest. Then in Acklands, Crooked Island, and to some extent in Cat Island, you have cascarilla growing, and people have harvested the cascarilla bark, which is exported to Italy, chapter 4, as you mentioned earlier in your show, by the way, great show, Aaron.
Thank you.
As the base for the Campari liqueur. And so the thing is, they want to, forestry and the various other government agencies involved in this have to drive to protect, for example, the show people ways of growing better, sustaining the growth of things like cascarilla, for example, and the straw palm, because, you know, people go into forests and do stupid things, not realizing how important these plants are to industry, indigenous industry in this country. And so the thing is, we form this partnership with BAIC, which has carriage of the management of the Bahamas Pine Island project.
Okay.
A creative way to get people to understand the importance of the cascarilla plant and the silvertop palm. And that's how the whole contest thing came up, because we're very much involved in the arts and things like poetry and so on, and artistry. So now the others can take it over to tell you about the contest itself.
Okay. Let's start with the contest. It's open to two age groups, 10 to 15 and ages 16 to 21. The deadline is May 20th, 2022. And you have to visit creativenassau.com or Guanima, G-U-A-N-I-M-A.com to find the rules. We are, the major thing is, it's all about educating young people about cascarilla and the silvertop palm. And we also want, because there is a poetry component and a video component to it, we also want the young people to go through the effort of creating a YouTube channel, creating their video, editing their video on YouTube and uploading it to YouTube and then sending us the link. This is all about learning about that process and learning about the cascarilla and the silvertop palm.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Just some quick details. Now, you say a two-verse poem, right? Is there a word limit on that, on the poem segment?
No, I don't think so.
Let's put it like this. If you write a poem, it's to have two stanzas, that's two parts, each of four lines. So for a total of eight lines of writing, we can't say a word limit, because one of your lines might have a word or two more than somebody else's.
Yeah.
Two stanzas of four lines each for a total of eight lines.
Absolutely.
And it's all about, and this is why you have to go to the websites to learn about these plants. But your job in writing your poem is to say a talk about the utility, the uses of these plants, and how valuable they are to us as Bahamians.
The way I look at it, I feel that we should just leave, we want to leave it kind of open so that you can be creative, you know, get people's attention, help to educate, that sort of thing. So that's why we don't want the rules to be too tight.
I got you.
To learn. And also to be creative is an opportunity to explore your creativity as well. And that is what will lead to winning. The top performers will get some fabulous prizes.
Absolutely. My only concern is that the age, maximum age caps at 21. What happened to us older people who are also creatives? Why we can't participate?
Next time.
I hope so, dear BAIC. See, there's an older person in there trying to get to the application form right now.
Next time.
In doing some research, I read that the Ministry of Agriculture Fisheries and now Family Island Affairs released a mini documentary that also details the proper sustainable harvesting and practices for Cascarilla. Do you know the name of that documentary?
Well, actually, Aaron, the documentary was in association with the Ministry of Agriculture, but the documentary was done through BAIC. As Patty says, BAIC is the executing agency for this particular component of the Bahamas Pine Islands Project, which is component three, dealing with Cascarilla and straw palm. You can find it on our website. We have on the radio show, we spoke with the cooperatives in Atkins and Crooked Island, Mr. Williamson. We had a lot of information in his radio show that you could find on our website. And you can find the Cascarilla harvesting, just plug in sustainable harvesting for Cascarilla. And it's a free video that you can find online.
Absolutely. Do you have any advice or guidance for contestants?
Be creative.
Absolutely. And I could bring my family members and get them in the video.
What was this?
I said I could bring family members. It doesn't just have to be me one in the video. I could have anyone in the video I want, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. That is...
It's your creativity. You could be in the video. You don't need to be in the video. It just, whatever creative process you want to go through with either the poem or the video, you do what you like.
I would like to say, we want to, when we read your poem or watch your video, we want it to leave people singing the praises of these plants, understanding and being proud. Hey, this is an asset of our beloved country. So creativity, we are very open-minded people, just not open-minded where you become abusive of anybody, any group of people, or you become, you use a language that might not be beneficial to.
Well, there goes one of my ideas, because I already have myself dressed up a little older than I already am, walking into the pine forest and shouting at my little grandchildren, the Bible say, man shall not live by bread alone. You're going to need some silver top palm and Cascarilla to carry you through. I gain. I can't put that in.
That sounds good.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. I like it.
Aaron, the main thing for this whole contest really is, as Patty said, education. When we put these age groups there, because we, as the next generation, we are, you know, like our 3 score and 10 age group, we found that the younger people in the Bahamas do not know their history. They don't talk to their grandparents enough. Mm-hmm. They don't listen to the stories that are very important. And Creative Nassau is all about Bahamian art, culture, and heritage. And so we want people in the younger generation to be very clear that these were some of our natural resources that still exist in the island that put them where they are today. We stood on the shoulders of our ancestors, and we must not forget their contribution to this country, particularly the family islands that provide us with so much of our natural resources that we must protect, especially during these climate change times, and also from the point of view of the UNESCO Sustainable Development Goals, we must protect our natural resources for Bahamians first and always, and for future generations. And all of these topics are now in the news, and this is a way for you to contribute to that story.
Absolutely.
I'd just like to say to Aaron, mm-hmm. Something about the Cascarilla. What I love about it is really some of the projects we have where people go about scientifically, orderly, logically in developing a particular idea or supplying a particular need. But these are the ones who don't make the papers.
Yes.
What makes the paper, as you know, is a bunch of people walking out of the House of Assembly abreast across Parliament Square.
Yes.
I'm not interested in that.
And
the point is, they are, for example, scientists are looking into expanding the uses sustainably of cascarilla, for example, producing cascarilla oil in a sustainable manner, because that can lead to some other industrial uses, other creative uses.
A key word in all of this, you'll hear, Aaron, is sustainability. Mm-hmm. And when we produced the video for the one on harvesting the silvertop palm, that was our key thing, trying to show people how to harvest from these things without destroying the plant and destroying the future ability to continue to earn an income from it, to continue to benefit have a positive impact on the economy. And that's sustainability has been our message in all of this. You know, you go there, you harvest the silvertop palm safely, so you don't end up killing the plant. And the same with the cascarilla. That's what this is all about, knowing about it, knowing what it can do. And we want to encourage even people coming up with new uses, new ideas, new ways to use and utilize these things.
Absolutely.
And we have to put a shout out to, as a part of the program, CARDI, who is the Caribbean Agricultural Research Center, was also one of our consultants for this project. And they were brought in specifically to do all of the testing for the cascarilla to find out about the percentage of what we have in the cascarilla oil. Mm-hmm. And they are also a very important part of this contest. That's Dr. Michelle Singh. And as Nicole said, the important thing about all of this is to look to the future. You know, we cannot just live in the present. We have to look back to the past and live in the present to prepare ourselves for the future. We have to be long-sighted, and that brings up the point of sustainability. And as a UNESCO creative city, Creative Nassau is one of the first in the region, I might say. We are very concerned with making sure that the UNESCO Sustainable Development Goals are practiced in the country, and that people are aware that we all have to be a part of making our country and the world better, because we are in very precarious times.
Yes, ma'am.
The thing is, you know, what Creative Nassau is trying to do with creating links, nothing exists in isolation. If you take something from one place from the chain of being, it's going to have an impact on your ability to do other things. And this is why we involve ourselves. We're very much involved in the arts, producing art, writing about it, and so on, and the various aspects of the various art forms, the various creative industries. But the point is, why are we involved with forestry? Because forestry has, as I said earlier, this impact on a generational indigenous industry.
Absolutely.
And Bahamians have to learn to be concerned about more than the hotels, because the hotels stand on a lot of these connectives, although we don't make our people aware of it. When you endanger one thing, you endanger not only tourism or whatever else, but other things that are important too. Our lives in this beautiful country.
And another thing that I want to comment on is this: nothing greater that this pandemic has taught us is how vulnerable we are, and putting our eggs all in one basket, how it has, you know, it can put you in a position that you don't want to end up in. So all of this is also about expanding our ability to support ourselves, to be able to earn a living and stuff like that, that is not dependent on, you know, the hotels and tourists and that sort of thing, because exactly. You know, this is about, you know, getting in there and putting up a good fight and figuring out new ways, new incomes.
But I gotta say something, Aaron.
Yes.
Thank you that you are somebody who knows about these connectives, and you're very good at connecting people and things and helping people to learn. For example, you connected us, Nico and me, to the farmers, the people who grow locally.
Absolutely.
Wonderful products and which are much healthier for you, because the closer you can source your food, the better off you are.
Yes.
It's more better for your health.
Absolutely. And people don't get it. They don't understand why their grandfather could go into the field and pick 2 pieces of banana or just some peas and eat fresh green peas and be energized for the rest of the day. Because your
list could be 100.
Right. Your food loses nutrient value exponentially from the day it is harvested. So when you're eating local raw food picked straight from the farm, you're getting 1,000% more nutrients than what you're getting 3 months from harvest.
That's right.
Absolutely. But it's not just cascarilla and silvertop palm in these forests, and it's not just cascarilla and silvertop palm that people have been using to support themselves and sustain their communities. We also see that the crab harvesting is intimately tied to the forest, right? And orchids are intimately tied to the forest. And there are people who travel the world, save up their money for their whole life, to come to the Bahamas and go orchid hunting in the forests of North Andres.
Which they should not be doing, for taking those resources out of the country. I have to put that in there.
Absolutely.
I hope it's orchid viewing and not orchid hunting. Because
thank you. My point.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hoping they're hunting it and cataloging it with their camera.
Yes, I have no problem with that.
Right,
but
you
shouldn't be taking it away.
No.
But the other important thing about the forest is our source of water, because our native pines, when you see a lot of native pines, that means that there's lots of fresh water underneath those pines. So, you know, without forests anywhere in the world, civilization could not exist. And a lot of people do not think about the forest at all. And so this is another component of this whole contest, is to make people realize that we must protect our forests, because they are the source of our livelihood, our water, our food, and our air that we breathe, you know, those components that make a human and all living things live. So, you know, we have to get back to basics and make people realize these very essential and necessary things.
All right.
There's little science here. What people don't realize, those who I got a piece of land, I'm going to build a big house, maximum concrete expansion, not realizing, I hate it when people just mow down trees. The trees are an important intermediary to life on this planet.
Oh, yes.
Because they're the only things that can process the energy of the sun and bring it to us. Don't talk about I eat beef or I eat chicken and all. None of this would exist if plants did not act as the intermediary between the sun's energy.
The cows, however, the beef you eat, they eat plants. They do not eat meat.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, exactly. So, you know, get it straight, folks. Get it straight.
Absolutely.
Look what happened. We have to be concerned. For example, the Hurricane Andrew and most recently Dorian really devastated pine yards in Grand Bahama, for example, and in Abaco. And people may just pass it by. Of course, our friends in the forestry unit have been very active, because it's another program to grow pine plants,
yes,
to
ma'am,
restore these forests. Because as Pam said before, that's where you find the greatest aquifers, under these plantings. But the point is, they also have, I can't say which agency, but they're also exploring medicinal uses of some of the understory of these forests.
Yes, yes.
It can extend industrial base, but they want to do it sustainably, not just go in and just
tear up the land.
Right.
And actually, Grand Bahama was a part of this project for the Pine Islands from the point of straw, but we were not able to use it because of the Grand Bahama forests being totally devastated. And we were not able to, we were going to actually put a straw palm nursery there. But up to now, they are still trying to clear those forests from Dorian, and we were not able to add them into the component as we had originally planned. So we concentrated on North Andros, which was the other part of the component, and we, the forestry unit has done a lot of surveying down there, and they found a plot of acreage that will be used not only for the silvertop palm in Andros, but in Cascarilla. They also have acreage for the Cascarilla nursery, and all of the people on those islands have learned how to propagate the plant either by seed or by cuttings, so that we will always have a nursery available with small plants. So if a hurricane does come and devastate the plant, there is something that we can use in order to get it up and running again.
Like, I will say, though, that is not a good technique for propagating Bahamian man, because it turns out that, like, the wilder, the hardier the environment that they grow up in, the stronger and the more beneficial nutrient-wise that they
they're
are.
They're not mowing down everything to make the nursery. The nursery will happen in a natural environment.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I would like you guys to repeat the details for the contest, entry details, the deadline, where to submit, the websites, and the age categories.
Okay, so let's start with the age categories. The age categories are 10 to 15. That's category one. Category two is 16 to 21. The deadline for entry is May 20th. The websites are creativenassau.com. and Guanima, GUANIMA.com. I assume you could spell Creative Nassau. the prizes are actually some great ones: computers, smartwatches, tablets, earbuds, gift certificates. So we hope you'll come along, you'll enter. But for the rules, you have to visit the websites, and I will repeat that: creativenassau.com and Guanima, GUANIMA.com. And that's where you go to get all the rules and all the instructions.
Absolutely. I have a text here. It says, ask your guests when we legalize marijuana, who will advocate for and protect it in the way that you guys are protecting other local... it'd be a little off.
All right.
Funny, but
the word there is local.
But listen,
the word there is local, so we'll just leave that alone.
No, no. What I like about it is I could imagine some young people, though, reminding us, don't smoke it, let it grow so we could make money from it. I think we would be surprised, how young people engage these topics and subjects. And I think young people will see the economic value and how it can sustain communities in that way and may drive a different culture around cannabis in the country. At the same time, are you guys familiar with Ed Moxie's song, Bush Medicine?
Probably.
Well, I've been playing it for a couple of days now, and Ed Moxie just in the song is raking scrape, and he's singing, Beige Arena. Well, that's going to be my second entry. It's going to be two old people in the community with all the little children in front of them, and they just going to be singing Cascarilla, Silver Top Palm, and remind these people what it was like living with Zed Ness.
You could get your niece to enter it.
Right.
Once y'all don't disqualify me, I'm down for that. And I want to encourage...
You could appear in her video, but you can't produce it for her.
I got you. All right. And I want to encourage older Bahamians to to help your teens, your young people, your children engage this project, be a part of it even.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely. So the Cascarilla and Silvertop Palm Poetry and Video Contest as a part of the Bahamas Pine Island Project is being hosted by BAIC, Creative Nassau, and Guanima Press Limited.
And the funding is coming from the GEF Trust Fund.
Absolutely.
The national bodies.
The Global Environment Facility via the
That's
United
right.
Nations.
Yes.
Absolutely. I would like to thank you guys so much for joining me today. Although the project is in focus on crab, without the forest, there'll be no crabs walking.
Oh, don't
correct.
Listen, my favorite thing on this planet is crabs.
There you go, there you go.
Aaron, I just want to say that check Dungalek Studio Farmers Market because we hope to have a crab farm vendor from Andras there very shortly.
Absolutely, wow. Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that.
We're looking.
We do.
All I need now is my mud dough, and I got my crab and dough, and I'm good to go.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get out of here. People.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you to my producer for the wonderful selection of songs. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio. Guardian Radio AM is up next, and it's the rest of the day. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Crab crawling. Cut the sermon short, rap quick, say amen. Cause you could preach about heaven once they're crab in the pen.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.